On today's insights, don't sleep on digital marketing during the COVID-19 pandemic. We'll share three lessons from the staffing industry's leading marketing professionals, and why is now the perfect time to be proactive in managing your online reputation. Insights is brought to you by Haley Marketing. Right now, we're offering two great deals. First, Google Mastery, where we'll get you to the top of search results and on more than 2 million websites in Google's advertising network. Second, social visibility. That includes custom blog writing, our award-winning Social Pro service, and reputation management service, plus free videos and free monthly social media training for your staff. To learn more, give us a call at 888-696-2900. This is Insights.
Welcome to Insights. Tips and best practices from the insiders at Haley Marketing. Insights will provide you with the tools you need to master your social media, digital marketing, and employer branding. Your hosts for Insights are Brad Biley and Matt Lozar.
What's up? This is Brad Biley, and welcome back to another episode of Insights, the podcast built to help you with your recruitment and digital marketing. Today, I'm joined by Haley Marketing's Director of Recruitment Marketing, Matt Lozar, and Haley Marketing's Director of Digital Marketing, Brad Smith. Guys, how are we holding up?
Thanks for having us on, Brad. How are we holding up? As well as could be. I've got two young kids at home, and they haven't been in school for the better part of a month, so it's been a challenge, but we're getting through it.
Matt, how about you?
We're doing well, Brad. You know, we're a month into quarantine, taking it day by day, teaching some school, obviously getting our work done, helping out our clients, and enjoying a nice sunny day today here in the Western New York area.
I am all about the sunshine. I'm all about the weather, trying to get out as much as possible. My hair is still incredibly long. Matt, we talked about it on Last Insights. I don't know what to do about it. I'm getting close. I might just cut it myself. I'm not sure.
I got a haircut on Saturday from my wife. We have a pair of clippers from years ago that somehow we didn't throw out, and it proved to be very resourceful in this time of need.
I'm close to just calling the barber and seeing if she'll come over and do it in my garage. I don't know what else to do here.
Well, you two are worried about long hair. I'm worried about the rest of mine turning gray.
All right, guys, let's get to the show. First segment on today's episode of Insights, don't sleep on digital marketing during the COVID-19 pandemic. You know, as we talk to staffing and recruiting firms across the country, there seems to be a bit of both ends of the spectrum. Some are doubling down on marketing, and some are thinking, hey, I got to cut costs. Maybe marketing is where I start with that. Brad, I want to start with you. Why should staffing firms double down on digital marketing instead of sleeping on it during this time?
Yeah, good question. We're seeing just dramatic growth in overall search engine traffic and social traffic. Facebook is hiring thousands of engineers to help keep up with the traffic. We're seeing this exponential growth, and there's huge opportunity for us and for staffing companies to get in front of the right people. And the companies that are doing the right things on digital right now, that are branding appropriately, that are portraying a supportive message to both their clients and candidates, are the ones that are going to really recover the quickest as we come out of this. And I know we're going to get to recruiting here in a little bit, but what we're seeing is not this influx of applications that we were hoping for. We're just not seeing it. So we need to continue to do those digital marketing efforts so we build that bench and build that database.
And Matt, how about you?
It's interesting because in the beginning of this, there was a lot of scared. Like people just shut off quickly. But, you know, as Brad Smith said, online behavior is up because more people at home. So there is the audience has grown. The screen time has grown. So what can you do there? If you're financially capable, you know, now is the time to, one, maintain that presence, but two, create the plan for when this flips. Because I'm a generally optimistic person. We don't know when this is going to flip. It just feels like it's going to flip. When it does, it's going to come back because this wasn't an economic influenced recession. This was a pandemic influenced recession. So it's going to take time because people did lose their jobs, but unemployment's helping people stay, some of them stay financially capable, and having that plan by continuing your digital marketing now is going to keep you top of mind and then make you well positioned to take advantage of the economy when we hit the bottom of the curve of the recession curve and start to flip back up.
Yeah. And I'm going to play the visibility card here. When we think about social media usage or just cell phone usage or smartphone usage, I know my screen time, I get the notification on my iPhone every Sunday. My screen time's up week after week. I'm trying consciously not to be on my phone as much, but you know, the truth of the matter is I'm still looking at Twitter at alarming rates. I know I need to calm that down. But the general social media user, we have data, we said it in the last episode of Insights, Matt, that the general social media user is using social more. And from a visibility standpoint, if your typical candidates are now unemployed, they have more time to be on social media. You know, it's not like they're doing things outside or they're investing in more activities. If anything, they're more bored and more on their cell phones or more on their mobile. So from a visibility standpoint, we don't want to cut our digital marketing because we don't want those applicants to think, hey, maybe they closed their doors. Maybe they're struggling right now. We want to put on the exact opposite of that and make sure that we're still present.
Yeah. And Brad, with many small companies getting PPP loans and support during these tough, challenging times, use that money wisely. With payroll covered, don't just pocket that. Look to gain market share. Look to steal traffic from competitors. Look to build a stronger foothold in your industry. Or maybe look to shift to a similar industry that is essential. There's a lot of things that you can do with that that support and that money. And digital can help you accomplish a lot.
Yeah, and Matt, you made a point of preparing for when we come out of this. I think that's an incredible take, and it's one that I've had on a couple calls with clients that I've talked to in the past week or so. The companies that are trying to prepare and come out with more market share are understanding that they need to be prepared when everybody does go back to work. So it's putting the plan in place now so that you're built for success come hopefully May 1st or whatever that date might be, but you want to be prepared for that. So if you think about preparing from a digital standpoint, Matt, you know, where would you invest? What would you do right now?
I think building off your original point now is to stay visible. Like, make sure you're top of mind with your clients right now. Send them emails, get on social, post content for your website, showing how you're helping people. But then what's your plan, right? Where are your job orders going to come from? And then what's your messaging to your audience? Is it, we're going to put you back to work, or we're not going to prolong the recession? You know, find that right messaging. You know, once you have your job orders, the messaging, and then get it out to people and make it easy to get them back to work. Like, don't make it a painfully long process. We're still going to be a little conservative in our behavior. Like, do you need to have somebody come into the office for an extended period of time? Or if you do, you know, do you have to take their temperature when they walk in? Do you have to give them some kind of mask? Like, make people comfortable, because if they're not comfortable, they're going to just kind of take a step back, freeze up, and go find someone that somewhere they are comfortable. So from also that marketing side, but also that comfort side of, what are you doing to make sure people are healthy and getting paid?
If you're looking for additional resources on how to plan for, recover faster from, and even thrive in turbulent economic times, I would encourage you to go to lunchwithhaley.com, select webinars on demand, and check out the webinar presented by David Cerns, CEO of Haley Marketing Group, titled Strategies for a Changed World. During that presentation, David documents a series of steps that you can take on the digital side of the house to make sure that you're prepared for the end of this pandemic. Guys, let's hop right into segment two here and talk about three lessons from the staffing industry's leading marketing professionals. Brad Smith, you sit on a roundtable of marketing professionals from across the industry. And really, I'm going to pitch this one to you here. What is everyone seeing if we think about how to navigate this landscape, and what can you share with us and what can you share with our listeners?
So as Brad mentioned, I'm on a roundtable of several different marketing directors from medium and large staffing firms in all different industries, all different segments across the country. I am also fortunate enough to be on the marketing committee, the marketing board at the American Staffing Association, and heard a lot of insights from large global staffing organizations and larger regional staffing organizations too. So here are a few things that we're hearing. One, the staffing industry historically has been the best at quote unquote redeploying talent. So there's no other industry in the world that is as good as we are at matching people to need. Okay, we've done that historically. The American Staffing Association is putting together right now a comprehensive list of all the essential types of businesses that staffing companies are working with. This is going to help with our narrative getting through this and coming out of this. So little plug here, if you are a member of the American Staffing Association and you get that survey that's sent through with workforce data, make sure that you update that. Make sure you take the time to fill that out. That's going to help with our narrative coming out of this. But the message is really that the staffing industry is here to put America back to work. We're help redeploying talent, putting talent in the positions that are needed right now. Almost overnight, we've seen this shift from ridiculously low unemployment figures to extremely high, highest ever unemployment rate right now. And the staffing company is, or the staffing industry is playing a vital role in helping shortages in key areas. So companies that may have not used staffing in the past could really use that support right now. We need to go into those with a slightly different message and educate them on the value of staffing. Coming out of this, as Matt mentioned, he's very optimistic, so am I. Coming out of this, we need a slightly different narrative that staffing can be used to help safeguard your business. You can step up to growth. There's not going to be a flip switch that's flipped and immediately all business is going to go back. There's going to be a step function. We're gonna climb out of this gradually. Staffing is an amazing tool to help companies manage that. Next, the thing that I'm hearing, and I get this question from every client I talk to, hey, what are you hearing in the industry? What percentages are you down? We're hearing anywhere from 20 to 30% decrease in year-over-year revenue across all segments. Now, there's variations there. So we've got a lot of clients in healthcare. They aren't seeing that decline. Some are seeing the increase. We have some clients that do direct hire in supply chain. They're actually seeing record numbers. They're seeing huge growth, especially on the direct hire side. So it does vary and depend on your industry. But if I was to put an average, it'd be that 20 to 30%. Now, the good news is that this roundtable that I'm on has people from all different geographic areas of the United States. And those areas that got hit the earliest, they've seen a leveling off of decrease. So it was a few digit decrease right away. Then they had a huge hard hit that drove them maybe from 5% decline to 20% decline. And they've kind of been hovering 20 to 25%. Well, that's starting to level off. And for the smart companies, that's leveling off because they haven't gotten away from their sales and their marketing activities. Okay, they've stuck with it. In fact, they've doubled down. There's some stats that show, you know, right now you need five times the number of connects, five times the sales activity to recoup what you lost. So it's vitally important that you don't just cut that. And unfortunately, a lot of what we've seen is many staffing companies immediately cut their salespeople. That's a challenge.
Yeah, Brad, why don't you, and maybe even Matt, if we think about five times the level of connects, you know, what can sales reps do? That's a lot of touch points. You know, what are you two seeing that might be working really well right now? Matt, let's start with you.
I don't have a great way to do that. I would think when Brad said that, in his second point, it took me back to his first point, actually, of have a really good message. Like, if your message is really good, you might not need the 5X. Maybe you could be at the lower end of that, right? I love the step up to growth. Staffing is the tool that helps you there. because staffing can have that temporary workforce increase because people aren't just going to start to hire direct hires quickly back or full-time staff. They're going to ramp it up because of the uncertainty. So my big takeaway there is really focus on that message. And yes, you will have to reach out more and we can dig into tactics here next, but a great message may set your staffing agency and your company up for success. So you don't need to amplify it as much as your competitor.
Brad, any strategies that you're seeing work well?
Yeah, I think it's more one-to-one outreach. It's more personal. We've actually heard from several industry professionals that they're getting through to the end buyer much easier now. People have phones routed to their cell phone and they're answering those. People, HR managers who normally would just send you to voicemail, they want to talk to somebody. They're stuck at home too. So, but to Matt's point, your message can't be, hey, HR person, are you hiring? Your message needs to be, hey, here are how others in the HR space in Buffalo, New York are dealing with this.
Right.
Here's the decrease that they're seeing. Here's the percentage that laid off their workforce versus the percentage that furloughed their workforce. Here's what I'm hearing about the PPP loans. So think about that message and make sure that it's not a direct sell, but come to them with good quality information that answers their needs. And then use other tools. Use, because we're not being able to do drop-bys or face-to-faces, use video. Film a real quick short video. And again, another cheap plug, we've got a cool service to do that, but film a quick video and send it to those people. Put your face in front of them. Look at one-to-one social. Oftentimes we talk about digital and social as being a great channel for the one-to-many. But Brad, you've been preaching this for well over a year now. Use social as a one-to-one communication tool. And maybe I'll pass it over to you and let you explain Inbox Zero.
Yeah, perfect example here. We had our Lunch with Haley presentation last week, and immediately following that, I'm still working through it a bit. I've reached out to every single attendee and just said, hey, I appreciate you joining the webinar. Here's the link to watch it again or to share with your team. The response that I've had from that of just being open and honest and being human on social media has been exceptional. People are appreciative of having that recording again. And it's not a sales pitch. I'm not reaching out saying, hey, you were on the webinar, you should buy X. It's, hey, I saw you're on the webinar. I appreciate your time with that. And here's the recording again, if you want to share it with anybody. It's being very, very honest and saying, I just want to be a resource. Reaching Inbox Zero, as Brad mentioned, is thinking through your LinkedIn inbox, your Facebook Messenger inbox. How many times are candidates or potential prospects reaching out to you and you're playing the I'm too busy card and not responding to those individuals because it's not in an email or it's not in a phone call? We can't operate like that anymore. And we shouldn't have been operating that like that in the past. So if you have messages coming through, you have comments coming through, we need to be human and we need to respond to every single one of those. Brad, when you came on, you said and you promised us three lessons from your roundtable here. So why don't you give us the third one?
Yeah, the third one really is tied to something that Matt is an expert in, which is recruitment marketing. So coming into this, we had ridiculously low unemployment rates. We couldn't find talent. There was a massive talent shortage. Overnight, unemployment went through the roof. Logic would dictate then that employee shortage disappears, right? There's all these unemployed people. But what we're hearing is that there has not been an influx of candidates. And why is that? Well, a big part of it is because of unemployment benefits. Why would a worker that was making minimum wage or a little higher go back to work when they can stay on unemployment and make potentially more with the increase in unemployment benefits? So it's been a challenge, and it's been a challenge specifically for staffing companies. A lot of the staffing companies that I talk to have cut their recruitment spend. So they've dramatically cut back on Indeed, ZipRecruiter, on all of those job aggregator, job board spends, and hoping that they'd see an increase in candidates because of unemployment. It hasn't happened. So What we need to do is look for smarter ways to spend the recruitment budget that we do have. So we need to get crafty. We need to make sure that that spend is extremely effective, extremely efficient. We need to get better at employment branding. As Matt mentioned earlier, we might need to change our narrative. We might need to change our story and explain to people why working at a specific company or in a specific industry is extremely important. We might have to tug on the heartstrings a little bit. We might have to use different verbiage and different wording to capture the attention of search engines. We've done some research in terms like essential tied to a job posting can help drive increased traffic. So those are some things that we need to look at doing. I've also heard that many staffing companies have seen direct hire billings go up, and some are reporting amazing direct hire billings. And the reason for that is some really high-end talent that hasn't been available in 10 years is all of a sudden on the market. So staffing companies can take advantage of that. They can look at the leaders in supply chain, in manufacturing, in distribution, those mid-level managers to director level. Get aggressive about recruiting those people. Those people are essential right now. And if they were working for a non-essential business that laid them off or let them go, this is the best time to reach out to them, make that connection, and position yourself as an agent to those people. Not just a recruiter, not just a staffing company. You're not just helping them find a job. You're representing them so that they can get the best for themselves, the best for their family. Huge potential here. So the staffing companies that are aggressive in those approaches, don't cut back and make draconian cuts to their recruitment budget. Those are the staffing companies that are going to come out quicker, faster, with more market share. That I think is the final lesson. Just be strategic.
Brad, you teed us up for our third segment here. Matt, recruitment marketing, this is all your world. Why is now the perfect time to be proactive in managing your online reputation?
There's two reasons here. I think this is important. The first one is a common theme that we had, I think, on our last podcast about, you know, COVID-19 coronavirus. What we've really talked about at Haley Marketing is, how can I help? How are you treating people? Because we know the, you know, candidates will come to interviews, job interviews, with questions for employers, especially the good ones. One of their questions is going to be, what did you do for your team during this pandemic? And if you can have examples even beforehand on social media, on your website, then during the interview to share of, this is what we did to keep our employees safe. This is what we did for people that had to go on unemployment or got furloughed. This is how we treated them. This is how we helped make a difference. Maybe we made masks or could somehow turn our factory into sanitizer production or whatever you could do to help the cause. That goes back to Brad's point from last segment of, why is it important? You know, this is what we did personally for people. This is what we did for people outside our area. So I think that treating of your current staff, your internal employees, and your, you know, those temporary employees as well, what did you do for them and how did you really help them through this, you know, it's a trite word, but this unprecedented era we're going through.
Matt, we've said this on Insights before. I remember this quote vividly, but Maya Angelou, you know, people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. And if we think about that online reputation and reputation management, people are going to talk about how you made them feel during this pandemic. Candidates, clients, prospects, they're going to always remember whether or not you were the staffing firm that was there for them, or if you were somebody that just, you know, kind of looked away. I love the idea of showcasing what you're doing and showcasing how you're helping during this time. But, you know, I wanted to bring it back to the quote. I'm a big quote guy, as you know, from other episodes of Insights, but I think that really ties this all together for us. You know, Brad, you operate with a lot of our reputation management accounts and really oversee that collective division of Haley Marketing. When you think about online reviews, online testimonials, online reputation, what do you see working well for staffing and recruiting firms right now?
Well, I think that it really comes down to what Matt said, and it's caring. So right now, it's checking in with them. It's making sure that they're okay. It's not being blatant about, hey, can you go leave us a review? It's being altruistic. It's making sure that you have that personal connection and that personal bond. And I'm going to share a personal story. We had a client that even before the crisis, he did a lot of local government work. And he had some challenges. His business unfortunately declined. I believe that they lost a contract and he was in hard times. And then the COVID-19 crisis hit and his business unfortunately tanked. We did everything that we possibly could to work with him on billing, on payments, to make sure that he didn't disappear, to make sure that he was well personally. And just last evening, we had a review come in that said, and I'll read this, Haley marketing team is number one. Thank you for supporting small staffing companies in so many ways during this health and financial crisis. Okay, that's powerful. Now, I hope that this particular client can rebound. Again, they're hit very toughly. We will continue to reach out and share tips, share tools, share strategies, regardless of whether he's a paying client or not. We want to see him be personally successful. And if you can show that same empathy to your clients, to your candidates, regardless of whether they're paying their bill or have a current open assignment, then you're going to come out on top. And I think that's really the key with reputation management is do everything that you can proactively, and you'll come out on top.
I love that. Matt, anything else you want to share on the topic?
You stole my second point. It was testimonials and online reputation. And, you know, we hit on the positive side, but my proactive thought on the testimonials was the negative side, because people are stressed. They lost their jobs. They got furloughed. There's a health crisis. We leave reviews when we're not happy more often than when we are happy. So what can really mitigate that is, how did you treat someone when you had to let them go? Or did you just call to check in to say, hey, this is tough. Like, are you doing okay? You know, what can we do to help? Like, anything in that area, because the last thing you want is this great online reputation that you've built for months and weeks to get tarnished and really degraded and downgraded because you forgot about some people or circumstances even outside of your control led them to leaving 10 one-star reviews. And that's going to hurt that long-term employment brand. So whatever you can do, like we said, to really show that altruistic care for people will help you in the long run. It's not going to lead to that ROI today, which is a challenge, but it will help in the long term for when the jobs come back and people will want to come back to work for you.
And one of the keys is listening, right? You need to know when those bad reviews are happening. So use a listening tool. Check in frequently on your Google reviews, on your Facebook reviews. We mentioned at the beginning of this that traffic is through the roof. So make sure that you're paying attention to all those things and respond appropriately.
At Haley Marketing, we are committed to serving the staffing industry. We put together a great page on our website titled COVID-19 Recovery Resources to offer free advice and low-cost marketing support to help all staffing and recruiting companies to survive and thrive. To visit that page, you can go to haleymarketing.com/COVID-recovery or click the link in the show notes. That's our show, and thank you for listening to another episode of Insights. If you found this episode valuable, we would love to know. You can message Matt or Brad on LinkedIn to share your thoughts. Have a question for us? You can tweet us at Haley Marketing and let us know what you're thinking, or email info@haleymarketing.com. And of course, if you need a hand with your marketing or recruitment marketing initiatives, we would love to help. You can check out haleymarketing.com to get in touch with our team of marketing educators. My podcast partner, Matt Lozar, for our director of digital marketing, Brad Smith. This is Brad Biley. We'll see you next time.